Hi, welcome to one of our case study discussions. Today we explore how Yotel embraced rev marketing automation to connect the demand and revenue priorities in their direct channel. Joining us for this conversation are Christina, brand ambassador for UserGuest, and Augustin, VP Demand for Yotel. We talk about the benefits Yotel have derived from RMA, how it is adapted to their different properties in different location, and how this technology supports Augustin's needs from a group perspective. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi, both of you. Thanks for joining us today. So we have done a number of conversations with UserGuest in the past, and we've talked about the power of rev marketing automation. And today we're here to explore a success story, and we welcome Augustin, VP of Demand for Yotel, a brand of Starwood Capital Group. And we'll hear from you in a minute, Augustin, as well. Hear a bit more about you, Yotel, and what VP of Demand actually means. But before we get into that, Christina, if you could do me a favor, I mean, we've spoken, as I say, a lot about rev marketing automation. Could you just remind us what rev marketing automation is all about and what it can do for hotels?
Brilliant. Well, lovely to be back here with you, Trevor. And thank you so much, Augustin, for your time. Great conversation. So rev marketing automation is effectively a lightweight technology designed to help hotels push the revenue opportunity in the direct channel. And it's very much focusing on integrating the revenue and the marketing strategy. But above all, looking to personalize effectively the navigation experience of the user and really identify what is that one particular offer that best aligns with the intent to book of the consumer and has the highest propensity of booking effectively. And at the same time, it's very much centered on identifying what are really the revenue priorities from a hotel perspective. What are those days that I need to push more occupancy, or I have peaks of demand where I could leverage specific categories of rooms or upsell specific packages? And I think that, you know, we're all sort of very conscious of the opportunity that direct website really opens for hotels, and particularly the direct channel, when we talk about, you know, the lower cost of acquisition, but also the fact that booking direct really brings a higher revenue per booking, as well as higher length of stay, and also the cancellation rates are a lot lower. So I think a lot of the efforts are really targeted right now in trying to bridge as much as the gap between revenue and e-commerce and marketing. And I think the, you know, with the user that always sort of tries to focus on and identify what is that, you know, the best value that I can get and the lowest available rate is really just highlighting and communicating into the website that direct booking proposition, that commercial proposition, and the added value at the end of the day that the direct channel possesses in relation to perhaps other sort of OTAs.
Super, thank you. And Augustin, we're obviously here to talk about your experience with UserGuest as a case study discussion that we're having and how it integrates into the wider tech stack. But can you tell us first, for those who may not know you, tell us a bit about the Yotel brand, how many properties are in the group, and also your role. What is the focus as VP of Demand?
Sure, absolutely. So we are a reasonably young company. Our flagship, we're actually hotels in airports. We have one in Heathrow and Gatwick, and then we open a quite large hotel in New York. And then right before COVID, we attracted more investment, including Starwood Capital that you mentioned before, but we have other investors. And we are now 25 hotels and counting. We're opening a lot, especially in Asia, actually. So we are growing pretty fast. We are what I would describe as a lifestyle brand. The difference being probably that we use quite small spaces. We have quite a lot of very specific design that makes that possible, such like the beds transform into couches. And so It's quite smart. And I think from an investor perspective, it's also a way to make more rooms into the same building or to convert sometimes office buildings. So we have a,
okay.
That's how we got quite a lot of our deals. And so what we do in the demand team really is looking at cost of acquisition as a whole. Saying that, obviously, the primary focus of that is driving direct bookings to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the two main ways you do that is you drive more people to the website at a reasonable cost, or you increase your conversion rate, which is obviously where user guest fits.
Yep.
And you have to do both things to have a chance at growing.
Exactly.
That's what we do, really.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's start off maybe setting the scene a little bit then. So before getting user guest involved to, as you say, to kind of connect the demand and revenue priorities in your direct channel, what kind of challenges, opportunities were you looking to take advantage of? I mean, what were you doing before you brought user guest in, and what were you hoping to gain from bringing it on board?
I think I started in November 2021, which was really we thought it was the tail end of COVID, but actually Omicron was coming, so we weren't doing that much. From a paired perspective, meaning we had a good website, we were doing lower funnel activities, sort of buying our brand keywords, mm-hmm. which of course is extremely profitable because that's how we don't, you know, customers don't go to the OTA.
Yeah.
But we had from that time, we had to spend massively, and we have a lot of different sort of initiatives that go around conversion rate optimization. So we have a loyalty program that's based around cashback. We have a booking engine that accepts Apple Pay and Google Pay, and you don't need to enter your details. And so user guest is really the part that is around creating urgency, doing that in a way that is data driven,
mm-hmm.
and doing it in a way that is automated and doesn't become additional workload, because Yotel is a quite lean staffing model, so we need to use automation as much as we can. So that's sort of it fit in that sort of wave of expansion for our website.
No, that makes a lot of sense. So I mean, when you first evaluated bringing user guest on board, you obviously had a level of expectation as to what you think it would deliver to achieve those objectives you had in mind. But once it was up and running, were there any other aspects that kind of appeared to you, or other benefits that you hadn't appreciated at the time that you might gain from it?
Well, one thing is conversion by status, which is available in the reporting, and that's not something I really expected at first. That is a good way to share that with a revenue team, because they don't necessarily have access to that information, and they might make different pricing decisions if they know that between next Tuesday and the Tuesday after, the conversion is 5% or 10%. That might mean different decisions on their end. I think another aspect that was really great was to be able to target specific stay days, and that I think the philosophy is around automation, so you're not expected to be setting out the perfect targets and be updating them all the time. There's actually a lot to build upon what's the availability in the PMS, so that you can automate sort of pushing people to rooms that you need to fill. So I think there are the two sort of good surprises that I found.
and Christina, from your point of view, I mean, obviously, please feel free to pick up on anything that Augustin has just highlighted there, but also, you work with a number of accounts and look at how they also apply RMA. So before we get into the specifics around Yotel and what they've seen, just more of a general observation, and maybe, as I say, picking up any of the points that Augustin mentioned.
That's great. Thank you very much, Augustin. I think that's really interesting, really insightful what you shared there, particularly about the conversion by stay days, because I think that's really where that connection between, let's say, e-commerce and revenue actually happens. especially when you, for instance, looking at specific dates that you understand what's the demand in the market, but you also understand how you're pricing in relation to that demand and how that date actually converts. I think a lot of the accounts that we work with, they have this ambition of being able to connect the marketing and particularly the CRM with specific efforts they were doing in a direct channel, and be able to identify where we have specific occupancy needs, how can we trigger a specific campaign? We produce the assets, we upload them onto the website, and then we remove them from the website when that particular initiative is over. But all of this time, let's say that you invest in getting all of those assets produced and you know, bringing them to market, that reaction, that time to market is very reduced. So it's very much slowed down. And that was one of the areas where that they needed to fix. And at the same time, I think one of the areas that they had explored, but it's very difficult to achieve, is personalization. So it's really identifying what is that digital footprint of the user. What do they care about? What particular geography are they from? But also, do they have a specific booking window? Mm-hmm. Have they stayed with the property before? So identifying the digital footprint, it wasn't easy for them. So we've seen with customers that use you know, the Rev marketing automation platform holistically, they are trying to definitely connect the dots between marketing and revenue, but they're also trying to really leverage specific strategies that are related to occupancy, as well as to specific products that aren't selling as much, and then they have a higher opportunity for revenue, and is really identifying that particular incentive that allows them to communicate them effectively. And I think one of the elements that also Augustin has highlighted, which is availability, is a concept that is widely used by, you know, the OTAs and also various e-commerce platforms like Amazon and eBay. Availability is a concept that can convert very, very well. And I would say hospitality companies and hotels in general, and into their website, they don't really have that concept of availability. Probably the other key aspect is, you know, a lot of the traffic that we're sending into our websites, I'd say 80% of that sort of like falls back and bounces back to where it came from. Whereas industry-wide stats, we're talking about 10 to 20% that really flows through into the booking engine. So it's a very strong opportunity to bring this e-commerce proposition into that navigation experience, to flow as much of that traffic back into the booking engine as opposed to, you know, letting it bounce back to where it came from. And that's really the opportunity that UserGuest is trying as much as possible to deliver through this automation.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Augustin, I just want to dive in a little bit deeper, if we can, around the actual Yotel and the experience you have had with UserGuest, what it's helped you to deliver already. But one of the things I want to, I mean, there's obviously a headline question, which is around, okay, bottom line, what has it actually helped you to deliver? And then I guess there's a secondary question that intrigues me is how, you know, when you were outlining, you got multiple properties, different locations, different types of properties, so they all experience different challenges. And I'm always intrigued about how a technology solution can actually help, you know, people in your role because the complexities of managing those different properties and those different demands and how the technology can support that, I think is really important to understand. So maybe let's save that second more detailed question and let's hit the first question first of all. So top line, what benefits have you seen straight off the bat in terms of your core objectives of bringing UserGuest? I mean, I guess we're talking about increased revenue. So without giving away all your competitor information, but what you can share, what benefits have you seen from it?
You know, we see really good figures. At the same time, I think you know, if there's one thing that I know in e-commerce is that you'll never know what comes from what unless you're A/B testing thing at the right time. So user guests can get a lot of the credit as well as, you know, other initiatives, and it's great. But what we're seeing is the sort of the top two producing notifications are sort of price comparison, which is mm-hmm. quite simple. And the impact of that depends on obviously parity. And sometimes we decide to be cheaper online than OTAs for some mm-hmm. hotels. And of course, when we do that, it combines and it works a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I didn't expect is that the other ones are, the second best is actually just we saved your days. So it's something that is a feature mm-hmm. rather than it doesn't give you any advantage, any offer, any targeted thing. It's just, well, it's targeted because it remembers, you know, that you already came to a website. And even though a lot of those people for sure would have booked anyway, some of them might not have because it takes one more click.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, small things that end up being hundreds of thousands, you know, every month for sure.
So just picking up on that. So that would be, so if I came, had looked at one of your properties, put in my detail, and then let's say I was doing it at work and suddenly I've email comes up or I get called into a meeting, I've got to disappear off. When I come back, you've got that save the date. It's already got all that information there, so I can kind of follow through on what I'm doing. So it's kind of a user experience benefit piece. Yeah, is that, did I understand that correctly?
It is absolutely, and it seems something that it literally saves a second and a half. Nevertheless, it is massively used, so
yeah.
It's quite interesting that sometimes, you know, of course price is king,
mm-hmm.
however sort of functionality is quite important, and anytime you can make your website an easier buying experience, I think you should do it. And it's again, you don't usually expect that from a pop-up solution, because it usually is to create a sense of urgency, which is
mm-hmm.
what we wanted to do, and we're doing that. But actually, because it is very much hotel specific, you can then make it a lot more targeted at the use case, and you wouldn't get that if you got a run of a mill, you know, e-commerce pop-up solution.
No, interesting, very interesting. And as you say, it's contradictory is the wrong word, but as you say, you're trying to drive that urgency. You've landed on our site, we've got you there, now book. And here there is a feature that allows them not to book straight away.
Mm-hmm.
but as you say, it's something that you've seen great utilization of and help to increase conversion. So yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
you kind of don't realize what those impacts can be until you maybe start to put those things into place.
Mm-hmm.
Just picking up then on the second question, I want to get your insight into how the technology can help support different properties, different demands, different needs. What can you kind of share around that and your experiences, how user guests has helped support that?
I mean, I think ideally, not ideally, where a user guest is trying to go and is going, but you know, you have to do one thing at a time, is having that be the same experience or the same work, because
mm-hmm.
in theory, if yes, no hotels have the same lead time and length of stay and all these things, and but that is just patterns, and so you know it's not, it's a lot of work, but it's not rocket science to know that if you're a resort in, you know, the Maldives, you're not going to sell 100 rooms for tonight. So and so you're not going to create the urgency, you know. So I think having availability and patterns, you know, being analyzed and leveraged is the way to avoid it being a different experience. That said, we have hotels that do want to be a bit more hands-on and give specific offers, or they have food and beverage outlets that they might want to push because it, you know, you need a certain volume to become cost efficient,
yeah.
to be open for Christmas or depending on the hotels, and so that has been an easy way to give a revenue team tools to sort of implement what they want to do without without deciding to not do something instead on our website because we don't have it. So, that is more, you know, it's easy for the revenue team to sort of trial IDs because it doesn't take us much extra configuration to do that. But I really think if we had to spend an hour or 2 hours a day changing user guest configuration, then that would be a problem with scale, you know, and larger companies would probably not think it's possible. So that's not how we're trying to use it. And I don't think that's what they're trying to build either.
Yeah, no. As you say, it's kind of opening up avenues to actually, I mean, we all talk about looking at increasing our different revenue streams. We all talk about total revenue. So just creating an opportunity, as you mentioned there, to do something around the F&B and to maybe start to be able to tailor some elements that meet different properties are avenues that you wouldn't necessarily have been able to have explored without having a solution like user guest, for instance. Christina, to your point, be interested to get what's happening from the user guest side of things as relates to, you know, I could see how with a single property, here's a solution, put it in, we know what our property, this is how we use it. How does it work, I guess, from twofold, maybe picking up on what Augustin has said about how groups can maybe utilize it in different ways, but then also how does it show group data? So, you know, if you're sitting in a role like Augustin, where you're taking an overarching view of the whole group, you need to be able to see it in a very simple way. Can you talk to that a little bit for us?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and a bit like what Augustin, picking up a little bit on what he was saying. You know, it would defeat the purpose having to spend considerable time in a solution conversion tool solutions solution. And really, what user guest is meant to do is not be a daily task or an additional daily task for the revenue or the marketing or e-commerce team, but rather be a place where you set up your strategy, maybe like once, twice a month at most, depending how dynamic you are. And it's something that basically automates, let's say strategy, both from a revenue standpoint and marketing standpoint, but understands that consumer behavior in real time and is able to really create the right type of messaging and communication with the user to enable that conversion. And also when we, very often when we work with groups, and as you were both highlighting, some properties, each property will have different needs. Some properties will need to push more than others that are a bit more popular or depending on the time of the year and so on. So having the opportunity, let's say at a destination level, whether it's a cluster of hotels or whether it's the whole umbrella company website, where you know, based on those priorities for revenue, you're able to highlight specific properties to the user that are have an intent to buying or they're flexible in their navigation, becomes a really top opportunity for driving performance in specific hotels. So that's another really key, let's say, functionality of user guest that enables hotel groups to have destination level type of strategies really identifying specific property strategies within that mix. But it also, I would say, it supports that rev marketing automation of each hotel, as well as providing the data that it needs, the analytics that it needs for the actual revenue manager or e-commerce / marketing manager to understand what's my aggregated data view, how can I better improve my conversion and understand that demand in more granularity, but also drill into a individual property at any time. So understanding that booking / spend behavior becomes a really interesting opportunity, as well as, you know, the learning more about how geographies convert and where should I be targeting more based on, the revenue that is generated, the source of traffic, the conversion ratio that it has, as well as devices, you know, specific room categories that sell most, including specific days of the week when specific, you know, groups of users book most. So I think it's getting that sort of granularity becomes really important. But to Augustin's point, really keep an eye on what incentives and campaigns actually drive higher performance and where, you know, more of the effort should go in to fine tune that messaging becomes really, really interesting. And from an implementation and deployment standpoint, you know, being a really easy, lightweight tool, as I call it, because it's like a couple of scripts that goes into the web, goes into the booking engine, connects into the PMS, and is able to help you set your strategy. It creates also an opportunity to scale. It has a number of enterprise functionalities within the tool, so you can, you know, set up those properties pretty quickly and bring them live. And I think the other area that I think Augustin feels very strongly about, also coming from the revenue management space, is being able to create a feedback loop of all this data that we're crunching, and we're understanding that consumer, particularly in relation to conversion, to send that back into the RMS becomes a really important exercise, and that's where we're headed.
That makes a lot of sense. Augustin, you guys, I mean, you're a growing group, and okay, as you mentioned before, you've had investment coming in, you're continually looking for opportunities, and whilst most of that investment is obviously being driven towards growing the group and the number of properties you have, there's often a question about where's that point where you think, okay, we need a piece of technology, we've got a problem we want to solve or an opportunity we want to take advantage of, should we be developing it internally or should we maybe look at partnering? What's your kind of take, philosophy, and maybe do you take different views? Will you develop in-house in some instances and go outside, or are you very much working with partners? What's your thoughts on that?
We try to avoid building anything except hotels, I guess.
Sit with your expertise.
because I think as a sort of, you know, for small, medium, and even medium plus hotel groups, I think it, your ability to pivot quickly is your strength, because you don't have the sort of brand loyalty maybe that Hilton has with their corporate warriors and these things. So, but you do have a lot of things, and you can change systems pretty quickly. I mean, I have a list of things we've changed in the past 18 months that is, you know, is probably the majority of the systems we operate commercially, not PMSs and so on. So the only thing we've built is we have our own booking engine for airport hotels, because we sell them hourly, and that's quite challenging find. But otherwise, we want to be able to change our mind, and we know that we want to start 10 things, and then 5 will succeed, and then three of these 5 will actually need serious fixing before succeeding. And we want to have that mindset, and it's a lot harder if you go spend £200,000 building something to then tell your boss, oh, you know, that one, that's just in it. And whereas we do things where we're thinking of using a different booking engine for mobile and desktop traffic, but we didn't build any of them, so it's okay for us to do that, you know. I think it's a bit of a thing of the past to sort of think that by the time you build something, you would still need the same thing.
I was going to say the cost in developing, and then also I guess one of the benefits of working with partners, and user guests will obviously fit into this, as I guess also the speed of implementation. I mean, they know that they've got to make the whole user interface very easy. They know that the onboarding's got to be very simple. They know that speed to get it up and running is very critical, because you're not going to have a whole heap of tech people there to work on any implementation. And I guess one of the other advantages is that they're constantly being, you know, whether it's user guest or any of your other tech providers, you know, you're going to be pushing them for new innovations, new developments. They're being driven by their clients, so you benefit from other ideas. If you could kind of have a bit of a wish list, or maybe talking to Christina at Use Again, what would be some things, having seen the application now in place and seen the benefits it's deriving, and your mind must be thinking, oh, it would be great if. What would be some of the future ideas that could be of interest?
No, absolutely. Well, I think the, you know, to use a guest credit, they go pretty fast, and another difference with building something yourself or, you know, software as a service is that it has to work. You know, even if you got the requirements wrong in the beginning, it still has to work. You can't be like, that's what you said, so that's what it is. So we've already had some improvements on reporting performance, which I think when you have many hotels to manage is, you know, more important than a smaller group. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of, I guess, responsiveness to us changing the rest of our tech stack, which of course things were colliding together, and, you know, these things have been a pretty smooth ride. I think probably what would be nice is device-specific reporting for notifications. So you might have, you know, for example, the price comparison widget is the best performing, but I wouldn't be surprised if it has a very different performance depending on the device you're on, because you don't have the same time to spend on a mobile and on desktop, or the same sort of willingness to buy, at least for our customers. And that would be nice to add that. I think the ability to A/B test stuff would be quite important. And that probably goes with reporting, of course, because if you A/B test and you don't see the results, it's not very helpful.
Sense. Yeah.
Because I think when you have a hotel website, you sort of want to strike the balance between converting and annoying people. And it's not about using opinions. It's about knowing, do we have some sort of not so performing notifications that maybe we could cut to make the user experience that is slightly less aggressive in commercially, and that's just a, you know, it's not about what people believe. It's more you just need to decide how, you know, you need to look at your bounce rate, and you have to need to decide what's a sort of sweet spot for you. And that would probably be nice to have. I think there's a lot of, with more automation and sort of more outward data connectivity, there's a lot of bigger things that can achieve that aren't, these are not small wins at all, but looking at, you know, getting forecast data in is for sure something that, if the forecast is, you know, is sort of maintained, could be very useful. But we talked about personalization, and that, you know, we're installing a lot of Salesforce kit around CRM personalization and ad targeting. And so, but what we find is that we don't have a lot of things to personalize on our website, because we don't have a lot of different content to show you based on if you like red cards and you're 25 or whatever your attributes are, because our website it has to be transactional, because otherwise we lose conversion, right? So it has to be more of a buying thing than an experience building moment. But of course, it probably depends on who you're speaking to. But one good way to, you know, showing different notifications and potentially targeted offers to, because we know who people may be, is another area that could be really interesting. And then Christina mentioned it, but the sort of injecting that into the revenue management ecosystem of, this is part of a pricing decision, which probably should include the website and what's happening with the competition on OTAs and so on, because it's about having a full picture of outside, which isn't really something that is taking into account proactively in revenue management. So it's a lot of, you know, big picture things that I think could be achieved if you know, even when the data is surfaced out and can be leveraged with, you know, APIs and things that make it pretty pretty easy to play with, because it's also I think each retail company is different, so you can't really, it's quite hard to just nail one solution.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, and it's not just user guests, I'm sure your mind is always thinking of these things just in the role that you are, but it's interesting how you can take a solution and how, when it starts providing you with some opportunities, and then your mind starts spinning and thinking, oh, well, we could look at this and we could look at this and we could maybe do this. So maybe that's an appropriate time, now that you've heard that, Christina, kind of pass over to you for maybe some final, because I'm conscious of your guys' time as well, some final thoughts, words, picking up on what Augustana said, maybe little teasers as to what might be. What can you share? What are your final thoughts from your side?
First of all, thank you so much, Augustan, because you are a really inspiring, me inspiring people. I've jotted down everything you just said. I think a lot of it is already in the roadmap, which we're due to cover with you very shortly, but you are a key contributor to the roadmap, so to speak. And I think definitely the synergies with the revenue management system, they're critical. Ultimately, we're trying to deliver the commercial strategy and the revenue strategy that the hotel is working very hard into the booking engine, and give a signal of visibility to the consumer as they navigate the website. So it's absolutely critical that as much of the efforts we put in to connect straight into the revenue management system, which we're in the process of working with various revenue management systems and looping the data back into the RMS. But from my end, just thank you ever so much. This was a really, really fruitful conversation. And I think hopefully not just for Grips, Grips is a big part of what we do, hotel Grips, but also for independent properties. It's any size hotel can really benefit from this. This is not a big enterprise type of tech technology, but actually something that can be easily implemented within half an hour, and hopefully will inspire other independent hotels in their needs of personalization and driving more direct bookings. So thank you so much, Bob.
Those are great final thoughts, and thank you to both of you for joining us, and great to hear the success that Yotel have been having. Great to hear that user guest, as we know, obviously being one of our partners, we work closely with you guys. We know that you've got lots of things coming up on the horizon, so it'd be interesting to see those developments as they come through. But to both of you, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Christina and Augustan for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.